the records appear to have been from a central wisdom, a common wisdom, a lineage. And after the crucifixion, that lineage of wisdom was dispersed, and we're now finding evidence of it in different places, but they're all saying essentially the same thing. And if you were to pull all of these records together, such as the ones we find in the libraries in Tibet, and we've actually got some images of those in the DVD. I wanted to put some of those images in there so people could get an idea of what they were like. But the bottom line is they say that we're a part of our world and all that we see, and that we have the ability, if we choose, to create experiences inside of our bodies that influence the world beyond our bodies. And this is the disconnect in Western science because, of course, based on the 1887 Michelson-Morley experiment, there's no stuff that connects everything else. And from that thinking, George, there's no medium to conduct the inner experience beyond our bodies. There's nothing for it to flow through into the world around us. What our own science, and this is going to lead into this coherence project you were asking me about, what we're finding, and for listeners that would like to believe that heart-based experience of feeling and belief affects our outer world and need a reason to really grasp that concept, what our own science has found is that our heart is the strongest electrical field generator in the body, and it is the strongest magnetic field generator in the body. And the reason that's important is because our physical world hinges largely on electrical and magnetic fields, the electromagnetic spectrum that we've all heard about. And any physics textbook, you go pull out your kid's physics textbook right now, and it'll tell you that if you change the electrical field of an atom, or you change the magnetic field of the atom, you will change that atom, the way it behaves, the way it expresses itself. And there even we've even got terms, the Zeeman effect and the Stark effect are the two effects that are documented as changing the electrical and the magnetic field of the atom. And this is important because the texts say if we change either the electrical field or the magnetic field, that we can change and influence the way that atom behaves. And our heart creates both, not just one or the other, both. But this is where it gets really interesting, George. And this is why feelings in our heart are so much more powerful than thoughts in our mind. Because our own science now is telling us that our heart creates electrical fields that are 60 to 100 times stronger than the fields of our brain, the same electrical Jeez. Fields of our brain.
Yeah, I believe that.
And magnetic fields 5,000 times stronger from our heart than those of the brain. And that explains to us why thoughts are powerful and they can be important in our lives, but it's much easier to heal and create peace and alter our physical reality through our hearts than it is through our thoughts. And our hearts are where we have the feelings and the beliefs that communicate with this field that connects everything. And this is what ties it all together. This is what they're teaching in those monasteries. This is the great secret that that everyone knows except us. And in the indigenous traditions, right, I live in the high deserts of northern New Mexico. My wife and I live here, and we're surrounded by native traditions that they've held these ideas for hundreds, if not thousands, of years.
Well, Greg, why is it that when the heart stops to function, you know, when a person dies, that these abilities seem to carry over?
Well, the heart is the way that we're expressing. What we know is that while we're still, science is still hard-pressed to prove the distinction between the body and the soul, they do acknowledge that there's an essence that cannot be accounted for in the physical body, our soul. And our soul is what is actually expressing through our bodies and specifically through our hearts. When the body is no longer there, what the studies show, and there are a lot of new theories about why this is happening, is that the essence, that field, continues. There are many places, George, where one topic tonight could be a whole program unto itself, and this is one of those places, but there are some really powerful Well, I'll just say it right now. I'll just tell you where some of these theories are coming from. There is a growing body of mainstream scientific evidence that suggests that we may actually be living in what is what our own scientists are calling a virtual or a simulated reality.
Like the Matrix.
Well, not quite like that, but that's where the, I mean, it's along those ideas. The whole idea is that through our bodies here, we're expressing something that is not here. In other words, it's called non-local, and that's a term I know that comes up a lot on this program. And in another program, I'd love to go into the studies and the details about how real this possibility may be. But to get back to your question, it appears that even when our physical body is no longer here, that the stuff that's expressing, the intelligence that's expressing through our body continues. But the key to all this is the human heart. And the heart, in the Western way of thinking of things, has been almost completely discounted. We've become a very mental, left-brain, male-dominated, schematically-oriented, technologically-based society, which is good, and it's led us to the place, George, where we must embrace the rest of our power to come full circle and survive what we've created, and that's the power of the intelligence of the human heart.